This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. The pandemic created lots of reasons for people to put off having children. In fact, economists at Brookings estimate the pandemic will result in up to 500,000 fewer births this year at a time when the U.S. birth rate was already at a record low. But it hasn't been all baby bust. In some communities, the shutdowns created the perfect opportunity to have a baby without sacrificing opportunity. Marketplace's Kristen Schwab reports.
A couple months after the shutdown last year, when it was clear she wasn't getting back on stage anytime soon, New York City Ballet's Megan Fairchild decided it was now or never.
To be able to add to my family after this pandemic is over, I would have to then take another year out. I'm already going to take like a year and a half or however long this pandemic lasts.
Fairchild has a 2-year-old daughter and is expecting twins. In the ballet world, this is pretty unheard of because most dancers retire before they hit 40, and pregnancy puts their work on pause longer because they can't perform when they start showing or once the physical demands are too much. With her first daughter, Fairchild, who's a principal dancer, went on leave 3 months into pregnancy and took a full year away from the stage.
You know, it takes a lot of training to get back into doing what we do after you have a baby. So that first show, my legs were like jello.
Actors also took advantage of the entertainment world's long hiatus. Lots of actors. Even though having a baby during a pandemic came with a lot of restrictions and uncertainty. Rachel Spencer Hewitt runs the Parent Artist Advocacy League.
But it was still worth it to have the baby now so that they could take time away and not be penalized for it professionally.
She says pregnant actors face a lot of discrimination, even when they audition for work that won't be shown or filmed until after they give birth. But when you're auditioning remotely,
Zoom provides that sort of shelter for a woman's changing body in a way that we don't have protections when we have to enter a physical space.
Women in careers that depend on appearance and physical ability often feel pressure to put off having children.
I think I might be the only person who's ever had a child between the Olympic trials and the Olympics.
Alafine Tuliamuk is a marathon runner on the U.S. Olympic team. She and her fiancé started trying last spring, right after the 2020 Olympics in Japan were postponed.
I think a lot of people look at me and be like, are you crazy? Like, why would you sacrifice the Olympic dream to have a child? You know, like, you don't have to sacrifice having a family because you want to pursue your career.
That's Zoe in the background, and she'll be just about 7 months old when Tuliamuk competes at the Tokyo Olympics this summer. I'm Kristen Schwab for Marketplace.